Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get with it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I may have some flour up in there, and I was thinking about the roof, but
it's no telling what could have been in it, and it triggers your allergy, you know. So, you know, we have to know what we're allergic to, you know what I'm saying?
Child, I can tell you for sure, I most certainly have a meat allergy. It's almost instantaneous. I eat meat, and then immediately, it's almost instantaneous. So almost, that's for sure. I need to go to Law and Susan House and make sure I'm straight at all times. They got the good stuff. Well, good morning to all of you. Thank you for your presence, and it is exciting to be back live and not other places. Now, only thing we're talking about, and I may keep this up for the next 3 weeks or something, we'll see, is prepping, like right now, for the software. Because it should be, Deanna, which, by the way, today or tomorrow, okay, you and I need to start shooting all those videos and stuff. So let's make it, we can make it today and tomorrow. and just continuously go, okay? Write the scripts and go. You're looking at the next 21 days, let's just 28 days, okay, that your software would be in your hands. Everybody, okay, all right, it is, it's done. It's well, yeah, what you're missing right now is me selling on your site. That's what you're missing. So I just told Deanna we need to record the videos. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
This, my vision for it is about 8 or 9 locations. I got this playful, powerful, and classy vision for it in my head, and I can see it playing out. And it has multiple locations and multiple things. I might even blow up a car or something. I'm not sure.
Purple is full.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so great. Good, purposeful, and all that stuff, because why not? why go halfway? But that's the most part of what's missing from the software. About if 100% of the stuff is missing, about 97% of that stuff that's missing is on me and Deanna, okay? And the rest is history. So it is no longer the programming. It is the selling, the words that sell, all that stuff like that. Yeah, so it's that close. It's that close. So what we need to do is, and I'm using this not in a sense of you lacking something, it's just a transitional word. What we should do, or with artless transition, how about that? All of you be focused on what are you going to do next, right? Be focused. What are you going to do next? How is that going to work? Grace just said something. You're not a clock to answer, Grace?
No, it's actually 4:09 right now.
First of all.
Okay.
Your time is all off. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I thought this was 9:00 because I'm so used to talking on the East Coast. And then I was talking to Susan. And so yes, it's 9:00 was already in my head. I thought you had to go right there. So good. Now, Grace said something. Before I bring it up, all of you be mentally prepped. You should be. I really want to tell you. I'm going to tell you a lot, but I really want to tell you, you're truly running something when you have meetings that you're not invited to. It's when you're really running something, okay? It's when your team members start having their own meetings about whatever it is that you're doing, and you weren't invited. I mean, in a good way. Like, you didn't need to. They say, no. Grace don't need to. This is us. Let us take responsibility. And they start having meetings. That's when you're running something. So that's really, really where I want you to get to mentally, okay? That's where I want you to get to mentally. How can, before I tell you all these things, let's just take this as a theme. How can you get to the point to where you have a team that has meetings without you, with your permission, but meetings that you don't need to be there? That's when you are doing something. Everybody following that? I learned that a while ago, and it changed my leadership. It made me more teams. So the Army taught me mission first, subordinate seconds. Okay, so Jerome, you know I ain't lying. That's not even an unwritten rule. It's written down. As soon as you become a non-commissioned officer, I don't know nothing about officer. I was an NCO. Okay, so as you become a non-commissioned officer, this is what they teach you. With me and Jerome, when it was PLDC, Primary Leadership Development Course. I don't know what it is no more. It changed, but it was PLDC. You know, then BNOC and ADOC and all that stuff. But he went to all those. He went to all those. They said, mission first. Over all things, law, you get that mission done. That makes sense when you're running a country from a defense standpoint. It does not make sense when you're running a company, okay? It's people first and then mission. Then once I learned that, I learned this about 24, 25. It literally shifted my income and everything. You need to have, you need to develop your team in a manner in which they start having meetings without your presence. For instance, I watched Steve talk to his number two. He just jumped on. It's the guy right there in the blue little jacket, and I guess that's his wife. Fantastic. Without me, all I did was say, hey, here y'all go. Steve said, I got it from here. Steve needs to have the same mentality. Namdi needs to have the same mentality. All right, we have a meeting. How can we have meetings in Yorkshire, meetings in Manchester, meetings in et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Think about that, and I'm coming back to that. But Grace, you said something. Right, let me do it one more time. I want everybody to be on the same page. If I had a theme, it is how can I build so well in which people start meeting without me for my mission or for the mission? If that's the theme, if I had one, that would be it. Okay. Grace, you said something. Go ahead.
I let people know when I talk to them, new people who have become members of the Business University and would like to become part of Rakeza, I let them know that our IT team in India is building the software as we speak. And pretty soon, when people start talking to you about wanting their own business or having their own business and want to grow it, you're going to say, oh, you know what? I have this link. I'm going to send this link to you. Check this out. And then I'll get back with you. And I tell them, Antonio's going to do all the talking for you. But until you get your own link, I'm your link for right now.
I like that. I like that a whole lot. Hold on. Keep your mic unmuted, because you have now built the biggest, most active team. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Come on, y'all can unmute your mics and clap for that. Come on, go ahead. Go pull. Show us some love. Go
Grace. Go ahead. Woo! Woo!
Thank you. Now, anybody who know Grace, everybody expected that because she's a doer. That's all she does is do stuff. she's an executor of task. If you know Grace, Grace would move a building 6 inches to the left and have no idea how she got that done. She's just movement. Grace is movement for sure. Now, Grace, so you tell your people that you're the link. Can you walk us through what this looks like? Give us some secrets, anything like that, and then I'll build from there.
Okay. So if I was speaking to Miss Vanessa, I would tell her, right now I'm your link, Miss Vanessa. So the hardest thing you have to do is give me names and numbers of people that you know, people that have told you that they want to start a business, or people that you know would greatly benefit from becoming a member of the Business University, or someone who just wants some extra income. Send them my way. I will do for them what I did for you.
Hold on. That was good. That was good. Deanna, can you write those three things she said down? It sounds like you say that so much you don't even know you're saying it. Can you say those? Say it again for us.
Okay. names and numbers of people you know who either want to start a business, those who have a business and want to grow it and elevate it, make it more profitable, or those who want to earn some extra income.
That's good. One more time. Yes.
those who want to start a business, those who already have a business and want to grow it, take it to the next level, or those who want to earn some extra income.
All right. So, Deanna, copy and paste that too. Put it in your group as well. Wherever they are, put that in there so they can have that too. That's good. Then not only does that help your target, not only does that helps your person know the target audience, but what that does, and Grace, you call it ignorance on fire, it helps your person be efficient without knowing what's going on.
Right.
They don't need to understand. You don't need to understand Rakeza explained it.
No.
You just need to know, oh, well, just go find these three people, send them to Grace.
That is what they do. That's all they do. Okay. I got a text message late last night from a person who was on the call yesterday. Well, from Lenita, but it was a person who was on the call yesterday. Say, call this person. He's ready to go. Okay, I sure will.
He's ready to go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. That's good. All right, before you keep going, let's recap real quick, okay? If I had a theme, I want all of y'all to look as good as Law. No, it's not. It's a joke, but we can all benefit from, you know, we can all benefit from his moistured skin or whatever it is that he does, okay? So we can all benefit from that. I want you to have meetings without being there, okay? Easy. Now, Grace, I'm kind of using Grace to give some secrets and tips that you can take immediately. Like Wrath is call and apply. Like that's the goal. The goal is each day, give you some actionable task or missions or information, just depends on how it's coming out, that you could immediately make applicable into your life right there. Like just boom. Like without thinking, just got it. Good. Okay, easy. Now she gave three things, which I had no idea. I was just listening. I heard three things. So she's telling people who don't know what they're doing, who are on fire for themselves, to go find other people who don't know what they're doing to go on fire for themselves. Because until the software is ready, what you want us to do, Grace?
I'm your link.
So Grace is taking this from a personal, she's making this a belly-to-belly business. Who's old enough to know what that means? Yes. Okay. That's us young folk. You know, y'all like the internets. So that's what my grandmother would say with the S at the end, the internets. Okay. But it used to be belly-to-belly, face-to-face, with a Rolodex. You understand, with the paper thing on the table and on the desk, and your net worth had everything to do with that Rolodex. You didn't want no losers in that Rolodex. You want a decision maker. Anyway, I don't have time to tell y'all how it used to be. Just know we used to hang up the phone. That's what that means. See, this ain't hanging up. It used to be literally putting your arm up against the wall and hanging the phone up. And if I was mad at you, I wanted you to know that I hung that phone up. But, you know, don't bother me. Don't let me bother you. Okay. So just, you know, just some stuff that happened in the 80s and before that. I just remember the 80s because I was born in 81. That's all. All right. Now, back to you, Grace. Back to you. Now, that's real good. What else do you, or take us through your process, because we're going to just cheat off your homework.
Okay. Well,
that's what entrepreneurs do. We do not, listen, y'all, school teaches y'all not to cheat, because school wants you to be employees. The school of CEO says, Grace, what you doing so we could do too. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Well, from there, I stay on people. I got a list in my head. I'm gonna write it down of people I need to call today. Say, hey, have you thought about anybody you want me to call?
All right. Hold on. I'm sorry, we have to keep color. That's good. So you following up with your team before they even know, before they can settle in and get comfortable.
Right.
Outstanding. All right, so she follows up. Okay, she follows up. And remember, listen, y'all, I'm not telling you nothing new. She's not telling you nothing new. But it's just a refreshing reminder of what to do. This isn't new. Okay, those who have been successful been doing this. I'm sure I can find a chapter on how to win friends and influence people. I'm sure I can find it somewhere in there, okay? The book really covers everything. Between Think You're Rich and that book, you really got, and Rich Man in Babylon, you really have the three books you need to conquer life, as far as my opinion goes. What Grace said is she contacts her team members. Is it every day, Grace?
Not the same people every day, but the leader of the team, she contacts me every day.
All right. Okay. All right. So Grace identified a leader, but that leader contacts the team every day, doesn't they?
Yes.
Okay. So there's some actionable results here or information here. Grace waited until she found what is called I hate to say it this way, but it's the only way it really makes sense. I just got to get into some MLM language. It's the only way it makes sense. Grace talked to a bunch of introducers until she found their producer, which basically is, you know, you get it, trying to stay away from that language, but it really does make sense this way. A bunch of people say, okay, yes, good. I'll take the classes. I know someone. And then she found her own version of Grace that's a doer, that produces, that has influence, that can get on the phone and say, hey, you sign up, don't matter what it is, just call Grace. Okay?
That's what she does.
That's what she does. Because that's what I would do. That's what I would do. That's how I feel got Jerry here. Exactly how. People with influence and know-how, that's how they talk. They go, listen, I'm telling you it's good. You know me. I've already vetted it. I know what you're going through. Boom. Get this done. We'll talk later. Okay. That's pretty much how those conversations go. That's how those successful conversations go. That's for sure. So Grace found the person, and then you definitely contact your team every day. You just do it through the leader.
Yes.
But you also contact the team members as well.
Yes.
So you and the leader are working hand in hand.
Yes.
All right, stop right there because now you're getting into some of my points. So hold on real quick. Keep your mic unmuted. Unless you got kids crying in the background and you don't have that. Yeah. You know, I don't even mind that in the first place. All right, you know, team no kids. How many of y'all on the phone? Got one,
shout out to Monica and Chris.
Yeah, it is. It's always you four. That's it. All four of these can get up and go whenever they want to go. That's it.
I feel that.
Billy Susan, like when my kids grow, when I can get up and go when I want to go too. All right, yeah, they got empty nesters is what they are. All right, good. That's almost like team no kids. It's almost, you know, almost. All right. So before Grace, you continue. Let me catch everybody up, and then let me get to some of the stuff I was going to say because now we just brushed up against it. In about 21 to 28 days, let's just say 28. The software will be done. It is actually about 98% of what needs to be done is on Deanna and myself. Hey, Chris. So, Deanna, you going to shoot some film without Chris. Chris going to shoot some film when he get there. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. Now, which, by the way, we've hired Chris pretty much full-time video person. And so that's to get ready for a bunch of stuff in my head that I've been wanting to do. Now, that being said, actually, do me a favor. Unmute your mics and clap for Chris. Just put some energy out there. Come on, Chris. Receive this energy.
Go, Chris. Right. Take my picture.
Thank you.
Record me.
Yes. That's it. Chris got millionaire clients. I ain't mad at him at all. Good stuff. All right, now. So we're talking about prepping before the software is done and what you should be doing. And I'm probably going to do this for the next 28 days because it's how can I get you to be running 100%? So how can I get you running 100% for your legacy? It's easy because you don't have to, when you're running 100%, you don't have to know stuff. All you need is a coach that would turn your shoulders in the right direction. It is easier. How do I say it all the time? It is easier to educate a doer than it is to activate a thinker. Mm-hmm. need you to understand that. Far easier to educate a doer than it is to activate a thinker. I typically don't like hiring thinkers, typically. Okay? You have to be a thinker that is also a doer for me to want to associate with you, because thinkers stink too much. Y'all know them people? They got all the ideas. They've been told you what the pizza industry should do to make the pizza better, but they ain't never did nothing about it. You know what I'm talking about. They got a whole new ketchup idea or how to see. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't fool me. You know these people. They got all these ideas. Don't do nothing. Y'all stay away from those people. Okay? Clear away from those people, because they're brilliant. They're just brilliant. There's nothing else but brilliance. No action, no leadership, no influence, just brilliance. Okay.
What about leveraging for, and you actually executed?
Then that's cool too, because, you know, that's very much CEO thought that you just have there. And you do that when you're free enough to do that. You understand? But you don't put them in your organization, because then you ain't going to have nothing but a bunch of thinkers that ain't doing nothing. You understand? Unless you make them a think tank and you isolate them or something like that.
You got my head by the system.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Listen, action gets all this done, y'all. Jeff Bezos did not think his way to the first person to have $200 billion. If y'all didn't know that, he did that last week. He did Friday.
Say it again.
As of this recording, Jeff Bezos is the first person in the world to have $200 billion. Ooh. With a B. All statistics point to him being the first trillionaire. Insane.
Not net worth. That's all him.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Apple has $130 billion in cash right now. I've been prepping, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I would just say net worth. $200 billion is what that's amazing. That being said, how do I get y'all running like Jeff Bezos when the store recall Amazon.com and had a little banner on the wall and a little office? That's the point. So that's catching you up. If Grace wouldn't have been here and Grace would not have been talking, the first thing I would have told y'all about was you need to make your own community inside this community. It's the first thing I would have told you. That's where Grace was bumping up against what I would have said. Listen to it when I sell the home real quick, because I say, you talk to your leader every day, right? And then that leader talks to them. That's a community. You're talking to the head of the community, and the head of the community is talking, and then you even talk in that community. And Grace, do y'all have your own meetings without me?
Yes.
Do they have meetings without you?
Yes. Yesterday happened to be the first one, and so she asked me to be there.
All right. But it was without you.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
All right. You see it? This is a community inside a community. Here's what I'm attempting to tell y'all. People don't stay in things that they're not plugged into. Excuse me for ending the sentence with a preposition, but just allow me that. If they can't get plugged in, they don't stay. It's why the Muslim community will immediately put you into something of education, of transformation, of finance, or something, right? They don't just say, you know, I don't want to put y'all. They don't just say, do these things, say that. All right, you're good. No. Then they say, how can we help? Where can I put you? What do you need? What would you like to serve? No different than the Christian community. If you're in a large Christian church, you say, okay, here you go. Or you can sing. You want to do praise or whatever. I don't know what y'all do. Okay? While I am greatly sophisticated or informed in your sacred text, not too much in the ecclesiastics of things, or the your actual bodies. I typically stay away from the buildings and stuff, okay? But nonetheless, unless you're plugged in, you don't stay. The first things I want to tell you all, outside what Grace has told you, is there's some classes. Deanna, Grace, does everyone here have classes that everyone could be plugged in?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Wait, let me... I asked that question incorrectly. No, the answer still may be yes, but let me just ask it more correct. There's a list, and I think y'all sent out an email. Does everyone have that to where they can give it to somebody and say, hey, here are all the classes and the times and the access codes for these classes you can get plugged in? And the answer still is, or answer is no.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. It's okay. the list that we send out when they first join that has a list of all the live classes and the access.
Okay. Yeah. So the answer is yes. Hold on. Let's go deeper. We're going deeper now. Have we made it a part of the culture in which that is shareable, duplicatable? All right, there you go. No. That's not a problem. Okay. Right? Success will reveal your failures. Right. So this is something we need to do now. I'll come back to it. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, when they said they sent it out when they first joined, well, there's more classes now than there were when people first joined. Also, we need a list of classes that we can just invite people to, that, you know, the team can just invite people to open classes. There needs to be one with open classes, and then, you know, they need to be divided how you want them.
Good stuff. And I believe y'all just did that. Yes, Deanna? I think that's all. Grace?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So what happened is we have made that available. I know, right? Yeah, we need to make it available.
Okay.
Because Susan, I want to say she has a strong point, but I need a word stronger than strong. All right? I don't have a word stronger than strong. She has the point. There you go. It's the only point needs to be made. There you go. Put the definite article right there. The
it's not point. About me. It's about the collective group that I'm thinking of.
Absolutely. And I completely agree. So we want to have that.
Easily duplicatable.
Easily duplicatable, and what we want to do is we want to have people sample us.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger,
and how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
I want to create a machine for people.
Your audio is going in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Let me know if I do it again. I'll switch mics. Do it one more time. I'm going to switch mics, okay? So just let me know. Now, what we need is to create a machine.
It's
for
doing
me.
It.
All right. Hold on.
Oh. All right, yeah, I was charging it.
And I guess I didn't charge it fast enough. There we go. Nevertheless, we need to create a machine for people that is like the iPhone. All you have to do is use your thumb and you can get this done. Okay? Software won't cover all of this. It can, but a big
would be culture as well. Can you hear me? I'm good? All right, I'll stand.
Yeah.
Big chunk of this would be culture as well. Let's systematize this real quick. Leanna, I believe you already have it separate. Or Grace, I remember one thing I think I did it 2 weeks ago. Whatever. Doesn't even matter. But congratulations if you did. Just today, immediately, you expose this to everyone and, you know, label it well. And then here's the most important part, that this is that stuff that school don't teach you, law. This is the stuff you have to run companies and manage people to know this second part here. Then give them permission more than once to share it. I know that sounded like common sense, but it is not. If you give it to them and say, hey, everybody, here's a list you can share with people, they're going to be like, cool. But what's also going to happen is they're going to say, cool, but probably not for me because, and some excuse they made for themselves of how they haven't added value or how they're not on the calls or how, trust me, they're going to find a way to, and this isn't even an excuse. This is respect and honor. Some people think that until they've given the honor and respect their grandmother taught them, they can't do stuff. You understand? It just is what it is. So give them permission over and over, and then they'll start doing it. Sometimes people don't do stuff because they respect you too much. I know that sounds funny, but I'm telling you, I know people, there are people here on this call right now, they'll miss one phone call and they'll be like, okay, I'm going to share it when I get back active. How many of you know what I'm talking about? All right, that's respect. You got to get around that respect thing by giving them permission to be. Just nothing after be. Just giving them permission to be, okay? Just nothing after that. Just give them permission to be. And whatever state they are in, it's okay. Okay, it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay. So that's one of the things you can't learn in the book. You got to manage people to know that. Okay, you got to manage people to know that. Some people are so respectable that they will not move forward because they don't feel they deserve to move forward in your organization. Okay, just trust me on that. You're going to run into it. And you just keep giving that person permission, and then their home upbringing will then coincide with your mission, and you won't have no more problems. It's not laziness. It's not excuses. They were taught to say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. If you're going to be a part of something, be a part of it every day. Give it your all. And in their head, their work schedule is not allowing them to give it their all. And they won't share the information because they don't want to use you, Grace. Because that's not how they were brought up. You understand? Give them permission to leverage you every chance they get. Teach them that the more they leverage you, the less they will have to.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Yes, absolutely. 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 There's no doubt about it. That's 1,000% correct. So good stuff. Now, let me just pause real quick for station appreciation and do some commercials real quick. Know that we've hired Chris full-time to be video. Chris, you gonna help me? We'll both do some editing.
Teamwork.
There you go. And then we're going to have Chris where he has a whole team under him because he's gonna need it. Because Chris has no idea how much stuff that I got for him. No idea. Like today he just gonna be, let's see.
Tells me I might need another memory card password.
You is. Because I got 15 different, things for Chris to do. And they're all in different categories. I have 15, and I'm trying to think of a 16th thing for, y'all want to see it? Y'all want to see some top secret stuff? If you don't want to see it, then it's all good. Would you like me to give you my secrets of how I do things? Yes, you still like that? Okay, let me give it to you real quick. So here's Chris. I had Grace jot my maybe Deanna jot my thoughts down on the 22nd. I was just talking, right? I was saying Tony needs this done, and I turned them into all these. All right. Vlog, Intellectual Negro, that's coming out later. Skits, LinkedIn series, Losers, the series, Creators, movies, don't worry about what this means. Real estate, quantum physics, don't worry about what this means. Liquor, bin, stocks. Please know that I'm doing that. Please know I am. How to increase your income, willing to die, don't worry about that. Documentaries, I think one of them say whiteboard trainers, et cetera. And these are 15 different types of things that Chris has to shoot.
Yeah, I like to be on 3, 10, and 12. Yeah,
I understand. Right. I understand. Yes, yes. I'm about to teach stocks in a most beautiful way, but it's going to be laid back. I'm going to get who? Grace, you know anything about stocks? You don't know nothing about stocks, huh?
No.
I might use you because you don't know nothing about stocks at all. Go ahead, Reese.
Did you say that you needed people under Chris to do video editing?
Yes. Well, I don't need them, but yeah, sure. You got editing skills?
That's what my son does full time.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. First off, I didn't know you had a son. You've been hiding out. Yeah, you've been hiding out. Oh, yes, I did. You did mention that one time. Yeah, you did. Okay. You did. I remember that.
I'll let that one go.
Yeah, because I remember you wanted me to do something.
We'll just rewind.
Yeah, you did. Good. Well, I still need to do what you wanted me to do at first, too. So let's shoot me a text. Let's hook that up. Let's introduce me. Okay, then. She got me. She got me. She sure did. I remember she mentioned that. Good stuff. Let's shout out to Chris. Chris, know that you're going to do 15 different things. All right? I'm trying to get that joint to 20. These are different kind of films, different kind of categories. Some will be public. Most will not be. Now, if I tell you out of vision, then you wouldn't believe me anyway. Second station appreciation is... While we
Oh yeah,
man. I'm telling you. Second thing is know that we're gonna do a lot of merch. And that's what we got Justin for. Yes. So unmute your mics and clap and appreciate Justin. He is Mr. E-commerce. Yes. Come on, y'all show it to him. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes. Yes, as y'all can see. That's the full form we get. We staffing out Justin, staffing out Chris. It's about to be great. Between Justin's going to do a bunch of great stuff. Plus, he's going to have to talk to the engineers and stuff too, should he need to. And all, like, it's going to be that big because I'm looking. Here's what I'm going to do. He's already on board with this. We ain't even talked about this, but he thinks like I think. I'm going to have the merchandise privately, secretly, friendly, compete with the company. Because why not? It doesn't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to... Antonio, do you have a model? Yeah, I sure do. The NBA. How about that? The NBA. Sure do. I want to know number one jersey sales. You get what I'm saying? I want to know, like, I want to model it like the NBA. But that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot, okay? That's saying a lot. Most people, you think I would say Amazon. I'm thinking more NBA. How do I make this merch so cool people want to put it on? Which leads me to, thank you, that's some station appreciation. One of the second things I would have wanted to tell y'all, it might be time to start naming your teams. What was the first thing? People don't stay what they plugged into, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. People don't like to be plugged into ambiguity. Mm-mm. Ain't that right, Vanessa?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. That's my girl.
Antonio, can I interrupt and ask one quick question?
At all times.
Do you know anything about Forex?
I do.
Oh my Lord. Can you and Antonio, I'm hooked up with someone.
Okay.
And my prayer has been, I've been praying that God would send me somebody who could help me just a little bit more in that area, because that's one of the tools that I would like to bring into my my group. And plus, I've named my group.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Can we know the name, or is that top secret right now?
It's going to be top secret until you and I talk. Okay? I'm going to share something with you.
Come on.
I mean, this is some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yes, it is. Good. And I mean, make money all day long. You know, once you do the system the way that it's set up and designed to do.
Yeah, so I'm extremely familiar with foreign exchange. I know there's an MLM company called Forex that teaches foreign exchange around it.
But yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the companies I was with is called iMarket Live. I don't know if you know it. But mm-hmm. Les Brown is a part of that company mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm. So they tried to recruit me a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah. I don't know if he knows how, you know, or is he just doing the marketing side of it? But you can make tons of money just doing the marketing. Mm-hmm. But people who are more hands-on, I mean, you can make you can make some good money.
No doubt, no doubt. So I would teach all of you foreign exchange. Now,
okay.
You know, all the MLMs and stuff, please. I'll let you decide all that. But I'll teach you what they're basically monetizing the education of. There ain't nothing wrong with that, because I'm monetizing the education, getting rich. So ain't nothing wrong with that. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody get to do it. But I would teach you completely foreign exchange. That was one of the... I got into stocks real heavy. It used to be a time when 90% of my wealth was in stocks. Now it's different. It's 90% of my wealth is in real estate. I transfer stock money to that asset to harder assets, what I do now. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was before I had enough real estate to do that. Okay. But stocks is good. Foreign exchange, just to let you know, it's 24 hours, 7 day a week market. It's all liquid. That means all cash.
Exactly.
All cash. And with the right education, you'll be fine. But you're basically betting on the currencies of each company. Country. I'm so used to saying company. Country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. That's not even an overview. That's just a little brief statement. Go ahead.
Right, right. I just wanted to say, but we can learn it. You just have to decide what type of trader you're going to be.
Yep.
I'm more of a nighttime trader. If there's a good trade out, I'll put it in. It doesn't matter what time it is, but just like you say, you have to know when. But the setup I have right now, it shows you what the market is doing. You learn how to acknowledge the setup. Because if you don't do the setups correctly, they get you. And that's how they get you. You're like a big pond in the sea. Mm. And if you don't understand the setups, then you'll get ate up. So that's how that is.
I know that's right. You ain't lying. You got to lie. I'm glad you said that, because Mm-hmm. Let me give y'all another secret.
Okay.
On a meeting, Deanna and I had, we've had, how many meetings we had? It doesn't matter. We've had plenty. Like, it's, I'm excited. No, I'm not excited. I'm just, Deanna just makes me so proud because, Deanna, unmute your mic real quick. Vanessa, you keep yours unmuted. Unmute your mic. What's your highest level of education? Talking to Deanna. Say it again.
A GED.
GED. And this girl has effectively run this company.
I bet she
does. I'm trying to tell you. Effectively run this company and basically built this program. The program, me and Deanna built it from the ground up. It's not me. It's me and Deanna. Half the features on there. In fact, I'm going to tell you all the comfortable stuff on there y'all going to like came out of her head. Because I just had you confused because I'm a programmer. You understand? I'm not with the user friendly, you know, Steve. I have that stuff. So let me just take this moment to honor you right now. Okay. All right. From a GED to millionaire. Ain't God good? I tell you, they clapping for you, Deanna. Come on, y'all, let me get your mics. Pour into that sister. Yes, please. Please.
Oh, Dee Marie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It's every day. Be proud of that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. She dropped out of school. And tell them when you got your GED. Because you didn't get it at 18.
No, it was like 2009, and I graduated in 2001.
Air graduates. It's an air quotes around that graduated. Yeah, she had a graduation-like thing that happened.
Yeah.
No doubt. So 8 years after, so somewhere around 26, 27, you got your
job. Yeah.
Fantastic. We honor you as a collective on this day. We do honor you.
Thank you. You
got me?
Yeah.
Do you receive it?
I receive it.
You feel warm inside?
I do.
Outstanding. Good stuff. All right. Well, keep your mic muted. That's not why I called you. But I just thought about it. Between Justin, Chris, and Deanna, we going to $1 billion. Let me just tell you. Somebody missed that. They didn't miss it.
I want to go.
Stop trying to leave people out.
And law all the way to Texas.
About a trillion. Yeah, I'm crazy.
Yes, definitely. You said a trillion. I ain't mad at you.
Crazy like that.
I ain't mad. Hey, it's possible. Jeff Bezos. The more success Jeff Bezos does, is the more that he proves it's possible. It's possible. Good. Justin, you finna say something?
We're gonna show him faster than we can tell him.
That's it, man. That's it. No, that's right. So I'm super proud of you. The reason I had Deanna unmute is because we've been dealing with, and I'm glad you said something, Vanessa, because I've been thinking about something for a while. Mm-hmm. And I said I was going to do it. And then I asked the program or something. I had Deanna testify to. And then you just said something. So the universe is talking to me. That's five times, Phil.
Yeah.
It's five times. Universe said the same message to me. Five times. At this point.
Yeah.
After the second one, I was supposed to pay attention. You understand? Mm-hmm. Three more. That's some grace and mercy right there. All right? That's some grace and mercy.
Yeah. It
is time. What I want to do, well, I'm going to tell you. Then I remember there was one thing that I was so happy about. It was at first, what was the one thing I was happy about in the software? It's like, if we can just have this, I don't really care about nothing else. You remember?
Chat.
The chat. I'm so excited about the chat. And the chat's going to keep getting improved. I just want that ability to y'all to talk back and forth. The chat, right? And be able to post pictures, your profile, because it's just something different. Mm-hmm. Then turned around and found out push notifications.
Yeah.
Oh, let me holler at y'all.
Yes. We ain't gonna be calling nobody no more. We gonna be pushing.
push notifications.
Letting you know about classes in me.
When y'all get the software, it will have push notifications. All right, but this just, listen, man, I ain't play it. That's why I ain't play it. Right? Now, check this out. Let me tell you why. This is future stuff that's getting ready to happen. This is what. So this here, y'all. Right here. Can you see it, Chris? This right here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that ain't public, okay? This is what I'm getting ready to do, and don't nobody know, but Vanessa just said something for the fifth time, universe. And let me just shut my mouth and listen. Yes, Vanessa. Yes, ma'am. I'm listening. Thank you for being a conduit from the universe. Okay. To put me back in check. All right. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
You're so welcome.
Because here's what I want to do, and I've been entertaining it, and I told Deanna, I said privately, I said, man, we got everything. What I want to do is I want to make the sophomore level so fantastic that I'm teaching people how to get stocks and, you know, things like that.
That's real awesome.
Yeah, real quick. Yes. You know, I want people to be able to say, oh, I made $99 a day, $89, $75, stuff like that. Not the big gains. Well, you can totally do that, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
But here's what I want to do secretly that I didn't say until Vanessa just said what she said. Because I want to be able to monitor a few stocks. And a few things, maybe gold or something. And if you're part of the community on some level, I don't know. I ain't figured that out yet.
Okay.
You will get text messages or push notifications. This stock, buy it now. Oh, help me somebody. All right.
Gotcha.
I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you got to finish what I'm saying. Like, here's the three we've been looking at. Buy them now. You understand?
Hey, buy them
now.
Like I say, Antonio, I have this membership. And it's been pressing on me that I got to get back to studying. The only thing that it requires you to do is to learn the setups. And it comes by hearing it and hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. And hearing it. That's how you get it. It's repetitious.
Yeah.
The setups are only for you to win. The setups are only for you to win. You will not lose at all. Like you say, you don't have to go in for the big bucks. You can start out with just $50 a day. But when that stock or when that setup is on the move, and the run, you just nobody really know when it's gonna stop or it's gonna drop. There's a setup with the Forex. When you Sundays or maybe Monday or Tuesdays, you watch to see what it did over the weekend. It lets you see when you do that, you have an idea what it prior did before you hop in. And you go in. You set your setups. We have it now where we know how to lock ourselves in, go to the grocery store, come back, check it out. You can even set it up on your phone, come back home, pull it up on your computer, and then go in there, close it out, get your money. It could be $200 or $300, whatever, depend on how much you put in.
Yeah.
Now, that's the end of the Forex that I'm on. I don't know the, it could just be the language difference. I'm more, for some reason, I feel more safe with Forex. I've lost money in this. Well, it's okay about the stocks. It's okay. But I love Forex. I've made money in Forex and I've lost money. But
well,
I'm
because
learning.
You're not, because it's, I would feel safer in foreign exchange except myself because you're not betting against commodities. You're betting against stable currencies.
Yes.
You know, and it's a lot less risky. However, It is all cash. It is all cash. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I completely get why someone
I'll share with you the first five that's recommended for beginners getting all the way out there in the ocean, you know.
Okay, good stuff.
There's
good
a pullback. Yeah, I'll share some stuff with you. Good you know, stuff. If you like. Yeah.
I'm always open to receive. You know, it's because. Well, tell them what I teach y'all, Grace, Deanna. You walk over that penny. What you saying?
Pick mine up.
You telling the universe you don't want the money.
I don't want the universe. I'm not open to receive. I'm not open. I'm done now. Don't give me nothing else. All right. So if you say you want to give me something, I'm open. Open. I ain't tripping. I don't want to tell. Hey, we closed now. Mm-mm. Don't make us a $1 billion company because I wouldn't accept that from Vanessa. Right? All right, let me end this here. I want you all to be prepped and know that software is it was 70% done last 2 weeks ago. The rest of the stuff is on me and Deanna at this point, but that's the selling on your page. So when you share your link, that stuff that's on that page, that's what we're doing now. Okay. That's where we already got the words at sale written, but now I need to shoot the video. It's two different videos. And we need to do it epic style. So you're going to have multiple locations. I'm not going to sit in front of no wall or something. It's multiple locations. I got some stuff in my head to do that and how I want to do it. I might blow up a car. I'm dead serious. I just might. I might because I have something I want to do. Blowing up a car actually makes sense in what I want to do. I might blow up a car. I might blow up something. We'll see. But nevertheless, y'all get ready. Well, don't get ready. Move. Okay. Yeah. Move. Be ready. Move. So what I want you to do is know that Grace is your link. Phil is your link. Monica's your link. Reggie's your link. You understand? If you don't know where to go, just go somewhere. They'll direct you where to go. You understand? Just go. It's that simple. It's just that. You understand what I'm saying? It's just that simple. Make that work. Make it happen. It's all good. The last thing I want to do is I want to tell you, same thing, I'm just repeating now, is imagine having a section of your company that focuses on immediate gains, and then good enough to be able to say, buy this without having to worry about the legal ramifications of, you know what I'm saying, losing money or whatever that may be or something like that, okay? That's where we're going. That's one of the places where we're going. If you don't know, who remembers the number one mission? I finally revealed it, I guess, between Grace and Deanna. Who knows what we're doing with this company? One something, something, something. One school to educate the whole world. That's the vision. One school to educate the whole world. That's powerful. Somebody gonna catch y'all on the way home. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do appreciate you. Get ready to see the rise of Justin, the rise of Chris, and the rise of all of you. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.